of the game here is perceptual imprisonment. It's a self-perpetuating system of psychological and spiritual enslavement. If a mind unwaveringly accepts something as being real, will it ever for a moment question it or begin to see past the illusion? No, it merely condemns those who do. This is a superimposed surreality. The illusion is being exposed in this age as the curtain has been torn to shreds. We endure a lifetime of psychological programming, and human beings are massively programmable. We are trained from early on to fit into the collective herd, to stifle our own expression and individuality. It begins with upbringing, as we are conditioned into the beliefs of our families, and then it continues in the schools where the mind is molded like clay, and so few will ever break free from the indoctrination process of their public miseducation. The ones that do, or that never fit in, are ostracized. They are the outsiders of society. By and large, these are the people that move human perception forward with their radical ideas and rejection of the lie. These days, people of all ages are glued to screens, always seeking distraction in one form or another, fixating on the surreal, and it is an addiction. Droves of people's entire view of reality is dictated to them by the flat-screen sorcerer that hypnotizes their conscious or unconscious mind on a daily basis. Many of them will defend adamantly that manufactured worldview that's been crafted for them. Sometimes they will get indignant with you simply for challenging the absurdity of it. It's an amazing thing to witness this in action. The thought processes have been hijacked. Anything to keep from internalizing is embraced, and this unwillingness to look within is a stumbling block to the unlearning process. So many people will go to their graves never even having known themselves. If you do not know yourself, then the life you are living is a lie, a cognitive and perceptual prison. Many ancient teachings stressed the necessity to know thyself. Think about it. If you don't even know yourself, how can you operate in this world? How can you navigate through the stormy waters of deceit and misdirection if you don't even know what it is that makes you tick? From the Gospel of Thomas, we read, "When you know yourselves, you will become known, and you will see that you are the sons of the living Father. But if you do not know yourselves, you will dwell in poverty, and you are that poverty." It's the denial of the self that causes one to dwell in spiritual poverty. Think of how many ideologies suggest that humans are lowly, cast out, less than. You were born a lowly, vile cockroach, and you'd best obey if you want redemption. Nonsense. It seems as though certain forces don't want you to discover how magnificent you truly are. Their stupid control system would be obliterated. This system seems to encourage externalization of everything to the point that people seek meaning from the world instead of bringing meaning from within to the world. We are discouraged from doing that. The circus bazaar has so much to choose from. You can select any manufactured illusion you like to define who it is you think you are, but you will always dwell in falsehood until that energy is directed inwards. The truth is objective. It is also extremely uncomfortable. In this world, the truth of what is occurring is ugly, but our unwillingness to face it can only result in destruction. This attitude of willful blindness will always keep the heart and the mind in chains. One can never engage in the unlearning process if unwillingness to face the painful truth is present. I think that when one faces the ugly truth of the situation that surrounds us in this fictional system, they can begin the process of self-discovery and ultimately self-creation. When one realizes that the outer reflects the inner state of being, that is a bitter pill to swallow, and that is another reason why so few will ever engage in the unlearning process. the extremes of polarity and duality in this world are immense. Of course, we seek comfort and we strive to avoid pain at all cost. But within the extremes of duality, we will suffer occasionally and we need to accept that. What should be a dance of duality is instead a discordant, contorted, imbalanced mess. From the Gospel of Philip, we read, "Light and darkness, life and death, and right and left are siblings of one another and inseparable. For this reason, the good are not good, the bad are not bad, life is not life, and death is not death. Each will dissolve into its original nature, but what is superior to the world cannot be dissolved, for it is eternal." The unlearning process can cause immense suffering and trauma because it involves undoing all the psychological conditioning that we've endured over a lifetime and continues to bombard us continuously and unrelentingly. It's no easy task to admit to oneself that one has been bamboozled and hoodwinked to the level which we have. The mind rebels and simply seeks comfort within the cognitive fortresses that it has erected for itself as a defense mechanism to shield the conscious mind from the painful ugliness of the situation. Thus, the unlearning process is abandoned. For me, it's always been a striving for balance between the polarities, trying not to let one overshadow the other. Within this extreme expression of duality in this world, you will rise and you will fall. You will laugh and you will cry. You will be elated and you will experience misery. And again, perhaps the idea is to take it all in and to strive for a holistic balance of polarities within the self. I feel that if we are too immersed within one or the other, that we deny the totality of the self. If one is too immersed in the beauty, they fail to recognize the ugliness. And conversely, if one is too immersed in the ugliness, they fail to see the beauty. And this imbalance is a stumbling block to advancing consciousness. It appears people are terrified to face the darkness of their own souls. We carry a lifetime of inner trauma and bury it in the subconscious, forgetting that we forgot about it. That is true repression, and eventually it will rise to the surface to be dealt with. I can tell you from experience that stubborn refusal to deal with this repressed trauma can be devastating, and the more we resist, the more it seems to tear away at us. On the other hand, if we reach a state of acceptance and embrace our fears and traumas, it can be a great teacher and a great healer. Depending on our attitudes in dealing with it, it can be a destroyer or a rebuilder, and that, of course, depends on the individual. Of course, in this world, we are discouraged from doing that inner work and instead encouraged to immerse ourselves within the collective. Until we begin to focus inwards, in my opinion, nothing in the outer will ever change and will simply continue to crumble. Refusal or unwillingness to look deeply within ourselves, the positive and the negative, will halt the unlearning process before it even has a chance to begin. The erroneous beliefs that we harbor about ourselves, adopted into the belief systems from a lifetime of external bombardment, often becomes a person's very identity. So to engage in the unlearning process appears as self-destruction to anyone that doesn't realize that there is so much more to what they are than they've ever realized. It is a deconstructive process. We build up our very self-identity from illusions, and it is extremely difficult for one to accept that, especially when one is expending all their energy trying to prop up those illusions that they believe is their very identity. Thus, the unlearning process is abandoned. One may identify with their physical vehicle and not as the consciousness inhabiting it. One may identify as the name they have been given, which is nothing more than a legal fiction. One may identify with their job title or with what they are experiencing life as who they are. When these are placed under the harsh light of scrutiny, again, one may feel as if their very identity is being obliterated, when in actuality, the veil is simply being removed. when you observe someone who is completely bound within these ego illusions, it's as if they are sleepwalking through life on autopilot, and because the unlearning process is never initiated, they will forever be misled. What we can plainly observe in the world today is total breakdown as the illusions shatter. The control system and its mechanisms are no longer hidden, and people are being forced to bear witness to the extent of the deception. Rather than facing it and then turning their attention within, it appears as if the majority will look to the misleaders for answers. It's funny, because the ones they look to for answers are the most separated and devoid of selfhood, so good luck with that. You see, you are your own author, your own artist, your own shaman, and if we continue to externalize and refuse the opportunity to unlearn, then there are forces at play that will gladly mold you into their twisted image if you allow it. This is what is coming to the surface and begging to be recognized in this age of unveiling. The situation is the way it is because we have given our power away. We are at war within ourselves as the inner split and duality begs to be reconciled, and that can only be achieved when an individual initiates the unlearning process for themselves. You can dismantle your cognitive fortresses willingly, or they will be burned to the ground and it will be very unpleasant. If we look carefully at the world with a detached perspective, I think it's plainly obvious that this is already occurring. People are suffering severe emotional and psychological breakdowns now due to the failure to discover that this false paradigm that they've invested so much into is now collapsing all around them. It's a severe crisis or an immense opportunity, depending upon your perspective. We have a choice to make. We can take the road that has been laid out for us by the Dark Consortium, the road into post-humanism, complete enslavement of the human soul, or we can create something new, something we've never done before. One thing is certain, we can never set foot on the path towards a new reality without first engaging in the unlearning process, and time is running out.